Continue. Automatic. Complete the preliminary overview by skipping over the facts to the questions at the end. Did you begin reading the facts? It's difficult to resist plunging in. You really do want to read the story. That's where discipline is required. Skip the facts. Focus on the question or questions or instructions, which are typically at the end. You might want to label a sheet of paper combo hypo and begin constructing another outline. Stop. Continue. With regard to question 1, how should the court decide an action by Breezy respecting two desks? Get whatever clues you can from the question before going into the facts. The more you know about the parties and objectives you're looking for, the sharper your definition of elephant, the faster and more confidently you can move through the fact pattern. For example, do you have an idea who one of the parties is just from reading question 1? Stop. Continue. Breezy, of course. Someone, Breezy, is suing over a couple desks. So you scan the facts looking for Breezy, a couple desks, and whomever, whatever Breezy is against. I'll save you a little time. Go to the third and fourth paragraphs down on page 100. Who is Breezy against? What's his objective? I give the live audience no more than 10 seconds. Stop. Continue. Breezy's not happy with the nephew. I can get him. So Breezy v. IG. Breezy wants a desk or compensation. Also Breezy versus the aunt, Soakum. And Soakum and Get'em won't want to give a desk or compensation. How about Soakum v. Get'em? Conflict pairing? Stop. Continue. Possibly, but not relevant to the question, which says, an action by Breezy. So you probably needn't concern yourself with it. Make your outline for question 1, then consider question 2. Think about it, then go to the fourth paragraph on page 100. Again, our mantra. Who's against whom? Who wants what? Take no more than 10 seconds. Stop. Continue. Was 10 seconds too little time? Many students complain it is. My response is, what were you doing in those 10 seconds? Were you thinking legal thoughts? Was there a contract? Is this about anticipatory breach, specific performance? If so, then you were doing something other than look for elephant, which at this juncture is simply who's against whom and objectives relevant to the question. The idea is to engage facts in a disciplined way, looking only for elephant. Providing you go in with clues, you can often scan the facts quickly, even superficially. In this instance, looking for who Gullible is against, what she wants. You'll get to legal topics soon enough, but proceed piecemeal with disciplined steps. This enables you to take control and avoid confusion, and with practice it goes quickly. If you need more time on number 2, take it. Stop. Continue. The single conflict pairing is Gullible v. Soakum, GVS. And what is it Gullible wants? A desk? Her money back? Specific performance? These are frequent responses. Granted, Gullible may want her money back. However, she has a desk. And do you think she knows about specific performance? What is it she really wants? If necessary, reread the facts. Stop. Continue. Gullible wants a genuine antique desk. That's an important distinction. Not just a desk, but a genuine antique. It may bring in an issue of warranty, although you don't want to think about that just yet. However, it's important to define objectives precisely and narrowly. Consider the third question. Do you know one of the parties? Skim the paragraph, bottom page 100 up to 101. Who's against whom? What does each side want? Take no more than 10 seconds. Stop. Continue. You know from the question that Brown Thumb is the initiating party. He's against Soakum, wanting compensation or a scarecrow that works. But is Brown Thumb v. Surefire Company also a pairing? Yes or no? Stop. Continue. You have to know that long defunct means no longer existing. If Surefire Company is out of business, argue many students, there can't be a lawsuit. In real life, that may be so. Unless Surefire assets or a successor in interest can be found, which is often the case. However, although purporting to approximate real life, hypos are not real life. Your aim is to show off legal knowledge and ability to apply it to facts, analysis. It may be that the significance of long defunct offers such an opportunity. However, you needn't decide this now. This is just the outline of your response. Note the conflict pairing. Later you can decide what, if anything, to do with it. Do you see how initially focusing just on conflict pairs and objectives narrows the task going into a set of facts? You don't want to be overwhelmed. Just do the task at hand. Look for elephant.